For our final installment of KMAN's Year in Review, we look back on the final 2 months of 2025 today. The biggest news of the last 2 months may have been the story of the year when K-State head football coach Chris Klieman announced his retirement, and K-State 2 days later hired his replacement, former offensive coordinator and star quarterback Colin Klein. The Manhattan Mercury was the first to report the news on December 3rd, which was followed soon after by an abrupt press conference where Klieman shocked Manhattan and Wildcat fans everywhere.
I am at peace. I've had so many colleagues, former players, parents of current players, text call to congratulate Rhonda and I, and it's why I'm in this business.
From there, things moved rather quickly as athletic director Gene Taylor worked behind the scenes on a deal to lure Klein away from Texas A&M. By December 5th, Klein was in Manhattan being introduced to fans at Morgan Family Arena.
I've told Shaylin all week, I think I just keep waiting to wake up because this has just been just such a dream come true on so many levels, and just such a full circle moment for us and our family.
Klein signed a 5-year deal to coach K-State with a base salary of $4.1 million for the 2026 season. The Wildcats also declined a bowl bid this season. In other news over the last 2 months, Wareham Hall officials broke ground on a $40 million renovation project in November. Marketing director Ashley Furman says he improved the theater to its original charm while bringing it into the 21st century.
The versatility of this space is unmatched for anything in the region. We'll be able to accommodate through that state-of-the-art technology everything from a small intimate acoustic set or a jazz performance all the way to rock show or EDM performance. We'll be able to create top-notch experiences regardless of the genre of music or the type of act that's on our stage.
The Wareham project is slated for completion in late 2027. State and local officials celebrated the start of a $27.5 million project to ease congestion and improve safety at the K-18 and I-70 interchange east of Fort Riley back in early to mid-November. The Kansas Department of Transportation is launching a comprehensive project there to reconfigure the interchange, which is known for its heavy traffic during weekday peak hours and Kansas State University home football games. KDOT Secretary Calvin Reed.
Everybody who goes through it knows that there are challenges with this interchange. It's not always obvious who gets to stop and who doesn't get to stop. And obviously that impacts how quickly people can get through that interchange. What we are going to be building here over the next couple of years takes that confusion away.
The improvements will include a new flyover bridge, a modernized interchange, and a 2-mile auxiliary lane. The project also includes improvement of the southbound ramp connecting to westbound I-70. Jared Tremblay is the director of the Flint Hills Metropolitan Planning Organization. He says the project should help strengthen new business opportunities as well in the region.
This is a big win. This project's been on our radar for a number of years, and it's taken a lot of time to get here, a lot of layers of government, a lot of funding, and there's been a lot of work with the local communities to figure out a design that they want, and this is the best design that was put forward, and I think everyone is happy.
Meanwhile, the existing interchange, including the bridge, will remain both during and after construction. The project is expected to be completed in 2027. And in a decision that has split the community, the USD 383 school board voted 5-2 earlier this month to change the start and end times for all students next year. Under the new 3-tiered system, elementary students will begin their day at 7:30 and get out of school at 2:30. High school students will begin at 8 a.m. and get out at 3:10. Middle school students will start their day at 8:40 and get out at 3:50. Board member Carla Hagemeister.
Change is always going to be hard no matter when it happens. And 8 months is a good amount of time for folks in all different directions to work through and make plans for what does that look like.
A big reason for the move is to help alleviate a shortage of bus drivers in the district, though the change is not popular with some parents of younger children who say the earlier start times will be a burden on families and could be a safety concern in the dark mornings at the bus stop. Coming up later this hour, we'll take a look at some of the notable Manhattan area people that we lost in 2025 as the KMAN Year in Review continues. I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio KMAN.